This is Health Matters reporting on mineral nutrients.
The human body needs certain minerals in varying amounts. Salt, for example, is an essential mineral we're all familiar with. It enhances the flavor of just about everything we eat. And we know as well that too much salt raises blood pressure. But how many of us know that potassium lowers blood pressure?
Studies by hypertension expert Paul Welton confirms this. Welton is a professor at the Tulane School of Public Health. He has explored in detail the role potassium plays in regulating blood pressure. He found that higher potassium intake can blunt the effect of excess salt.
High blood pressure is rampant in the U.S. because most Americans eat too much salt. Welton found that potassium supplements have a bigger effect on people with high blood pressure than on those who don't. In other words, if you have normal blood pressure, high potassium intake doesn't create low blood pressure. Apparently, potassium works to keep a balance.
Welton found that older people and people who consume a lot of salt derive significant benefits from higher potassium intake. Further, he found that higher potassium intake delivers additional benefits. It can make blood vessels more flexible so that they expand as the heart pumps blood through them. And potassium helps to maintain the body's acid-alkaline balance.
Higher potassium intake is very closely linked to a lower risk of stroke as well. The studies documenting these links and the consumption of 3,500 to 4,700 milligrams of potassium a day.
That sounds like a lot of milligrams.
It does sound like a lot, but the average potassium consumption for men is just over 3,000 a day. For women, it's 2,300.
According to the National Academy of Medicine, the daily target should be 4,700 milligrams. That means most of us get less than is ideal. We could be short by anywhere from 1,700 to 2,400 milligrams per day. Experts recommend we bump up our daily intake by 1,500 milligrams. Taking supplements is one way to do this, but we can get the potassium we need from potassium-rich foods.
Or by using a salt substitute made with potassium chloride. Or by all of the above. It's really a matter of being aware. Once you're committed to ingesting higher levels of potassium on a daily basis, it doesn't take long to learn the foods that provide it. Then you can calculate how much potassium you're taking in every day.
And what foods you can eat to get your daily minimum. The Federal Food and Drug Administration has a proposal to require potassium numbers on nutrition facts labels. Labeling can enable consumers to estimate what their getting from packaged food. But the fact is, fresh produce, meats, and fish are the best sources.
If you find your daily diet doesn't provide enough potassium, Welton suggests taking a potassium supplement. He claims that potassium supplements are extraordinarily safe. Other experts claim that, in general, supplements can be dangerous because supplement manufacturer is almost entirely unregulated.
If you have kidney disease, potassium supplements are dangerous, and they are dangerous if you take a medication that interferes with potassium excretion in the kidneys, for example, ACE inhibitors. So people taking an ACE inhibitor should consult their doctor before any supplement.
The fact is, it's not that difficult to get what you need from food. One small baked potato with skin provides up to 750 milligrams of potassium, 4 ounces of halibut provides 600 milligrams. 1/2 cup of Swiss chard provides 480. 1 banana provides 420. That's 2,250 milligrams right there. Most fruits and vegetables are rich in potassium, as are dried beans, fish, and shellfish, and low-fat plain yogurt.
If you eat potassium-rich proteins along with a variety of fruits and vegetables, you'll get what you need. And if you do, there's another huge plus. Potassium-rich foods and vegetables generate alkali in the body. Maintaining the acid-alkali balance protects bones, organs, and cardiovascular function.
For a list of potassium-rich foods, visit our website. Remember that a balanced diet contains 1 or 2 servings of animal protein to 11 servings of vegetables and fruits, and 4 servings of whole grains.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Christian Marshall, Emily Marshall, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to our healthy community.